Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number three, PR-2023-009260, SD-2023-00211, vacation of right of way. The Albuquerque Housing Authority requests the aforementioned action for all of a portion of lots 1 through 15 and lots 17 through 32, partially a Patilli subdivision zoned RML, located on Knott's Landing Court Northwest between Central Avenue and Avalon Road Northwest, containing approximately 6.9 acres. We have the agent here.
Mr. Bohannon, this is Sean Watson of the Albuquerque Housing Authority. I'll be presenting.
Thank you, Ms. Watson. Would you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Sean Watson, 1840 University Boulevard, Southeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87106.
And do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Is there anybody else who's going to be presenting today?
I'm not sure if anyone else on our team is going to be speaking. I have the presentation, but we have a couple other folks from our team.
Sounds good. Thank you. Would you provide a short, a brief presentation of the proposed action today?
Sure. The Albuquerque Housing Authority is requesting a vacation of public right of way for Knott's Landing Court Northwest, which is located along 60th Street between Central and Avalon. And we're requesting a vacation of the entirety of Knott's Landing Court for use as a future private driveway to access 46 new affordable housing units and an apartment community building. The platted right of way has never been developed and it remains a vacant lot. But because we're vacating nearly 34,000 square feet and the entire width of the platted right of way, this is a vacation of right of way council where the DHO is the recommending body.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. And I saw that in the record, there was one parcel. If you could expand on that, I think was oriented with this access off of 60th Street. Could you walk through that remaining parcel that was not part of your application, but could potentially be affected by the vacation?
Sure. That is 107 Knott's Landing Court, which is here in the like bottom right corner of this image. And it is landlocked. So that site is currently vacant. But we would put a shared access agreement into place when we come back for our platting action. We did notify that property owner in October with a separate letter, separate from our required IDO notifications. Currently, the property owner also owns a property accessed on Central. So they do have access to their property that way, but we would still put the shared access agreement into place.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon, but it looked like, I wasn't clear, but I'll go ahead and go to public comment, and I may come back and ask some additional questions when transportation is there. We're not allowed to landlock anybody, so let me just hold that question for now. I'll go to the general public. If there's any members of the general public that's interested in agenda item number three, please raise your hand in Zoom and or unmute and identify yourself. Okay, seeing none, we'll proceed to the DFT staff. We'll start with Water Authority, Mr. Hugh. Andre, you're muted.
Sorry. This is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. We don't have any objections to the vacation of Knott's Landing Court. We were a little concerned about lots B2A, which is 107 Knott's Landing. They have utility access for water and sewer on the west side. And we just noticed that it was landlocked. But other than that, we do not have any objections.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So lot 107 Knott's Court has service, but it's not affected by the vacation action today. Is that my
That's
understanding?
That's correct. Yes.
Thank you. Any other concerns, Mr. Hu?
No, that's all. That's all we have.
Okay, we'll move on to code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Yes, Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no objections to the proposed vacation of right-of-way.
Here in Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll move to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I don't have any comments or objections to the requested actions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll proceed to hydrology.
Lee Guan Cheng, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the vacation of the right-of-way. However, prior to preliminary plat, please show the existing flood plan on the plat. Hydrology will need to approve the conceptual grading drainage plan, and the infrastructure list may be required for the preliminary plat. A LOMAR will have to be done to remove the flood plan, and this will have to be on the infrastructure list. That's all from hydrology.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. Ms. Watson, do you understand those comments concerning the floodplain?
Hearing Officer Bohannon, yes. And we actually just recently got our LOMA approved. So we can address those in the plat.
This hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. One of my purposes is to make sure that we try to identify all processes before you take that next step so that you're not caught off guard. So we're happy that you've got a LOMAR in place. We'll go ahead and proceed to transportation. Ernest
Army Hill, transportation. Transportation has no objection to the vacation. Please note, prior to replat, 60th Street is a local road and requires 5-foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Sidewalk is shown on the plan, but there are no dimensions given. Please provide a cross-section of 60th showing sidewalks, curb and gutter, and right-of-way lines. Please ensure right-of-way meets minimum required in DPM. All work in the right-of-way needs to be placed on an infrastructure list and done through work order. An approved TCL is required prior to site plan or building permit. Please also fill out a traffic scoping form and submit to Matt Brush to determine if a traffic study is required.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Armijo. Is there any concerns with Lot 107 Knott's Court at this time? I know that it will come up at the platting action, but is there any concerns to moving this vacation forward to the City Council?
Ernest Armijo, transportation. I mean, I think so long as we have the guarantee that that we're going to have a cross lot access that Ms. Watson spoke of, I think we should be okay with this. So long as that is a condition of the vacation.
And then this is hearing Officer Bohannon. Also, 60th Street, I believe, is in from the 1944 plat. That is only 50 feet in width typically. So what you're identifying is that there may be a potential issue with the right-of-way width in that area is part of your comments.
Well, being a local road, local roads can be a minimum, I believe, of 48 feet right-of-way width.
Okay. So hearing Officer Bohannon, so thank you. So Ms. Watson, again, what we're trying to do is outline any future hurdles that you may need to come back with and just make you aware as early as possible through the development process. With that, we'll go to planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So as has been noted, due to the fact that the entirety of the right-of-way of Knott's Landing Court Northwest would be vacated by this action, this would require ultimately a City Council approval. So the DHO in this case is a recommending body. Just to let you know, Sean, should the DHO approve this action today, we'll prepare a packet on our end, we'll submit it to the City Council office, and we'll keep you updated. We'll copy you in some of that correspondence as we can. And should you get approved, you'll need to coordinate with the City Council office on the status of where your application is and what date this would go to City Council. So just FYI on that. We'd had comments for the applicant about proper notification, neighborhood meeting, offer documentation. We did not see a proof of email sent to the neighborhood associations in the application submittal. It was a technical issue. It was in there. Adobe is kind of quirky sometimes when the way it shows documentation, and the applicant got the requested documentation to us. So we're good on that. I didn't see a response on an offer of a neighborhood meeting for the neighborhood associations, but that I will note that offer was sent on October the 6th, I believe, which is 2 months ago. So we're way past the 15 calendar deadline for that. So Sean, you want to comment on that? Do you ever hear back from the neighborhood associations?
We heard back from one of the reps from the West Mesa Neighborhood Association, but she was just asking for clarification on what my original email was about. So I restated it and then did not hear back from any of them.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks for that confirmation. I'd like to have that on the record. I'll just note that planning staff defers to transportation staff regarding the justification of the right-of-way vacation request. You know, and you'll need to coordinate with the rural property division regarding the acquisition of the right-of-way for Knott's Landing Court Northwest. We have some links to application forms for the future plat action. You'll need to wait for the city council to make a decision. Well, they'll need to approve it, obviously, but you know, you'll need to wait for that city council approval for any future plat action. You can get started on preparing the plat applications, but we will not accept and process your plat application unless the city council approves your vacation of right of way. And I'll note too that we're going to have to determine as well if a major preliminary plat is required or a minor preliminary final plat. There will most likely be major public infrastructure involved with this. There will be a site plan administrative DOT for the future multifamily residential development that will be associated with this. And we'll have to work out if the infrastructure is going to be tied to the plat in action or if it's going to be tied to the site plan. If it's going to be tied to the plat action, I just want you to know, Sean, that it will require a major preliminary plat, requiring it to go separately through the DHO for approval, followed up by a final plat. If it's a minor preliminary final plat, you can send them all together for the DHO in one hearing. And I'll just note that the applicant included the proper notification documentation, neighborhood meeting information for distribution to the neighborhood associations. The applicant properly notified owners within 100 feet of the site and properly posted signs on the property, notifying passersby of the proposed vacation of public right-of-way, and included a vacation exhibit depicting the proposed vacation of public right-of-way in the application's middle. And that concludes my comments. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. One thing that Jay provided you a lot of information, and hopefully you can circle back around with Jay and get a little bit more detail. The only thing he did not cover was you need to be working with real property management on the disposition of that right of way through that process. And so that's something else that you could probably get started with. And part of my action, I'm going to indicate that there was no public comment or concern raised at the hearing so that it goes into the record. And I did look at the record and saw that you had made all those appropriate contacts with the neighborhood associations with that. Do you have any additional questions of staff?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. So with that, I am going to recommend approval to the City Council of PR-2023-009260. SD-2023-00211, vacation of right-of-way. As stated, that the vacation does not require that any easements or private ways that are be retained, and there's no convincing evidence that any substantive property right is abridged by this vacation action. And also note for the record that there was no public comment at this vacation process as you move forward. So with that, good luck, and we will see you hopefully soon.